I'm watching you as I comb my long tresses. It's always nice to see you. You don't see me as much as you used to. Ours has been an interesting relationship. I've always loved you, that's for sure. But you have wavered, chopped and changed in your affection for me. A more fickle element might hold that against you, but not me. I retain memories. My molecules are thick with them. They keep me warm on a cold night. I remember the joy in your eyes when you first found me, trickling out of the earth. Other beasts have found me first, of course. And where they went, you followed. Your gratitude, though, was different to the other beasts. They understood my offering, took what they needed and went on their way. But you worshipped me. When you filled your vessels or sometimes even stretched your thick pink tongues to lap at me, you would offer thanks, special incantations that acknowledged my life-giving properties. And I can't lie, I loved it. My particles would hum and vibrate with the energy you bestowed upon me. Happy days. We were giddy for each other, and you brought all your kind to fill up as I sprang from the earth. Then came the time you wanted me only for a select few of you. This was a busy time in these parts. The air was noisy with the sound of hammers and shovels, saws and chisels. And this was when I was contained in this formation you see before you. Pond, you call it. An enclosed place. You dug the land to accommodate me here. I thought so you could gaze upon my still beauty, or disrobe and bathe in my coolness, feel your skin against my atoms, my silky touch as you let your head sink back and I comb your tresses for a while. That did happen on occasion, and especially the likes of Johnny Mason and Will Carpenter, they frolicked with me on sunny days, and I would cleanse Brother Tom and Little Rosie as they clung to each other in the moonlight. These joyful moments became fewer, and your love for me waned. You were busy. Ideas above the earth occupied your minds. You no longer felt the need to thank me for my existence, but tried to harness my abilities to float your boats, feed your crops, or force me from the land that I nourished, so you could graze more beasts and chisel more buildings. Your need to dominate and control me grew so great. You began to tell tales about me and frighten those who were drawn to me. If the water's still, we'll have no fill of baby's little laughter. For she slipped underneath, yet dim green teeth, and none will go in after. I think that's how it went. Kids used to chant it, mothers used to sing it. A man with a clipboard came and suggested I was too dangerous to be here. You made me. You twazzock. Was what I wanted to say. You loved me. Was what I wanted to say. We didn't speak much after that. I settled on nurturing kinder beasts. Amphibians mostly. Cool, dappled creatures with longer tongues than yours. Slowly, I began to fill with plants which feasted on the nutrient-rich algae. They loved me so much. They sucked at my source, so that we became more bog than pond. The newts moved on then. That made me sad, and I began to smell. It was almost time for me to grow into my next life as natural succession took hold. But then came the day some of you arrived. You didn't hurry past as others did. My smell did not put you off. But you donned wellies and waders and walked right in. You brought machinery that dug at the sediment, dispersed the build-up of death and decay. You fitted a clever silt trap made out of hazel. You coppiced some of the trees to let in more light. You sat on my edge, tired and happy, unwrapped your foil-covered sandwiches and you looked at me. Sarah and Alan, Divya and Gary, Ian and Lindsay, you looked and you saw me. The light you let in, the sediment you cleared, meant more space for me to flow. I formed the pond again, and slowly the newts, the frogs, toads and dragonflies came back. I know you're unlikely to frolic in my waters these days, but the palmates remind me of dear Johnny and Will as they scrabble about in the sun. The bats make me think of Tom and Rosie as they dance in the moonlight above me. And those chuckling magpies who like to sit close by will always bring back memories of your tinfoil lunchtime laughter. My time goes round, not straight like yours. It's nice to see you stop for a while. I reckon we'll be back to our giddy days sometime soon. Don't be a stranger now, will you?